your safety. I can't be any closer to you than what's in my mind. I want to value, hold you, protect you. The beauty you bring to the world is so much more than I can compare to. I keep telling myself as I lift the veil to see the world, to see the sky before I run to someone stronger. To veil you, hold you, protect you. The beauty you bring to the world is so much more than I can compare to. I'm lost for words, I feel the light. I can see its presence through the corner of my eyes. I feel disturbances, forcefulness, rudeness, disrespect, hiding the veil in the light. Hold me in, hold me safe once again, hiding the veil of the light. I want to veil you.
Hi, this is Lloyd Jean Finello, singer and songwriter, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I'm having such a fantastic morning here. I've been working on my song, Sweet Dancing Angels, and I swear I could feel my angels with me when I was singing the song. I felt so in touch with it. And I worked on the cover. That's going to be my next EP coming out. I have about 3 or 4 songs that I'm positively working on right now that I've written here. And one of them I put into a different version for this week, the electronic, The Veil of Light. And I had a whole lot of fun with that. It's not really my genre, but I'm just really experimenting and being open. I got 4 hearts on that at my SoundCloud, so I'm happy. And to reshares. Yeah, we don't even have Twitter anymore, do we? We have the X app now. But 2 shares of it. So I hope you enjoy it. If you can't see anything on the description while you're listening, go to lauragenefinello.com in the sidebar under podcast music and download it and have fun with it, as well as my other music over there. I also have it under my Google Drive. It will be in a post. Actually, if you just look under, no, actually that won't work either. I have radio friendly tracks also that you can download. Those are things that I either submitted professionally to be streamed online, like at places like Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Tidal, and more. or played at some of the internet radio stations that play them. You can download those and have fun with those. I usually have a post up by Friday or Saturday the latest to the podcast of this week with links to everything as well. So you can pop on over there throughout the weeks and just go through those posts to see if you want to look at the song lyrics. You know, anything that I've been working on is over there. I'm really excited. I just ordered my first proof of I'm Not Your Normal Girl poetry book, which came here thanks to you guys supporting me from all the songs I've written over here. And I have to laugh when I listen back how bad I've sounded at some of them. I'm really sounding so much better compared to how I used to sound. But also really a lot of it is adjusting it properly when you're recording it. I mean, you can just kind of blow air into these devices, and if it's not receiving it properly, it really makes a huge difference. So learning send and receive, it's like a huge thing. But of course it depends on where you record. You know, I was learning GarageBand again for a while, but yeah, so I'm so excited. I just ordered a proof of that poetry book. It'll be in somewhere around August 14th, and I'm having a hard copy go out through Amazon. I have electronic copies I'm working on still for Apple and the Kindle over at Amazon, and they're pretty much there. I just want to have the book to hold in my hand and go to the hiking trail when it cools off and really sit down and read the poems is what I had planned on. That way I get a really good feel of them, and I have to be in a different atmosphere. I've always been like that when I've started something new, especially outside of my element, preparing for it. I'll just go to a completely different place than I'm usually in every day, and it really lets me go to where I need to go. Though when I reviewed them recently, before I ordered the proof, I was able to do them really quick. I did like an 8 to 10 hour review, which sounds crazy, but most of it was lining up the pages with the poems. Believe it or not, I know it's crazy. I think I have about 40 something poems in there. So, you know, a lot of times what I do, I can actually write songs better than poems, and then I can turn it into a poem. Now, I can't always do that if it's pretty much really straight, strong song lines, but most of the time I'm lost in a storyline, which is really good for a poem. And I think it's good for a song too, because I'm really opening up so many different elements to a song, because I like when I'm coming in from so many different areas and just adding those special little effects here and there that you can't necessarily see outright, but you can really feel it personally from me in the song. So I'm hoping you like this groovy tune that I left with you this week. So, you know, take it out to the dance floor, your dance DJs, wherever you are, be the DJ. Just have a good time with it. And until next week, stay safe, stay blessed. Lori Jean Fennella, singer-songwriter.